Now, the rest of the story. In the winter of 1851, a cargo vessel out of Hong Kong spotted a foundering Japanese junk in the Pacific. The junk sank. Her crew of 17 was taken aboard the cargo ship. From their own vessel, the Japanese sailors salvaged a box containing the ship's log, a navigation chart, a compass, some gold and silver Japanese coins, and a small bag of something called Japan peas. March 4, the cargo ship arrived at the port of San Francisco. But the Japanese seamen were not permitted to disembark. They were quarantined, at least until the status of their health could be determined. March 15, 11 days later, the Japanese sailors are still aboard the docked vessel that had rescued them, still there, pleading to be released. But this is the rest of the story. Standing on the dock was a doc, a physician, Dr. Benjamin Edwards. Gold fever had brought him, as many others, to the West Coast. Now he was about to return home to Alton, Illinois, was about to embark on the first leg of his journey. In fact, he was standing there, watching his ship take on provisions, when a man approached him and explained the plight of the Japanese sailors. Would Dr. Edwards please examine them, the man asked. Well, Dr. Edwards said that he would. He was taken aboard where he found the men in good spirits and in good health, and when the examinations were finished, Dr. Edwards signed the necessary papers, and the Japanese were free to go. The sailors expressed their gratitude to the physician. Would he please accept some reimbursement for his services? Dr. Edwards said no, it was quite all right. He had been glad to help. But then one of the seamen reached down into the box they had salvaged and withdrew his little sack of Japan peas, a little tiny bag of Japan peas. Would Dr. Edwards please at least accept these, if only as a token of their esteem, as a simple thank you? Dr. Edwards smiled, and he took this little tiny bag, and he put it in his pocket, and he still had it with him when he went home. San Franciscans became instantly enamored of the liberated Japanese sailors. Their remarkable clothing and exotic homeland got them into the newspapers, even got them invited to society events. Surely this was the beginning of commerce and communication between Japan and the United States, some said. But it was not. No, the Japanese sailors eventually returned to the Orient, just as Dr. Benjamin Edwards returned to Alton, Illinois, with his little bag of Japan peas. Considering them useless, he presented them to a friend who had a garden, a neighbor named John Less, who then planted the peas and grew some more and sent them to horticultural societies all over the country. Now, 100 years previous, there'd been an attempt to introduce that crop to American soil. That attempt had failed, but this one succeeded. What started what became a 9-million-acre, 2-billion-bushel business in just the state of Illinois alone was a token gesture, an expression of thanks from a handful of Japanese seamen more than 100 years before. You think you know the name of Japan peas by which they are presently called, don't you? Soybeans. Only now you know the rest of the story.